Time to talk some NRL this morning with our man Pano. How are you, mate?
Very good, Mr. Bear. What about yourself, young fella?
Very well, thank you. I'm interested to know what your sidestep is today. What don't you like?
Bear, I'm mad. I'm crazy. I'm fed up. I'm possibly a little bit delusional, but I can tell you, I'm upset with the Broncos. And the reason I'm upset with the Broncos is the fact that, you know, they've been pilfering sides right across their whole career since 1988, and now they're whinging that the Titans are looking at two of their players that are coming off contract. Surely players that are off contract are players that are off contract, and they can go anywhere they like. They don't have to go to the Broncos. And here's Kevvy Walters having a big whinge at the Titans for looking at two of their upcoming players.
The Broncos were born with the rails run back in 1988. They had all of Queensland and probably the pick of the litter elsewhere, and now they don't get it their own way. It's spoilt brats. Wouldn't you describe them as spoilt brats?
Yes, very much so. And for Kevvy Walters to come out and say, you know, that they are being poached has me rolling in the aisles, mate. They're boobs, the whole lot of them, I tell you. But as you say, it's that entitlement that they've had. I mean, there are two other sides in Queensland. Surely they're allowed to use, you know, the youth of the area that comes through playing rugby league. So for me, boo to the Broncos this week. Also, whoever picked the 3-2-1 in the Roosters-Tigers game was a lunatic. Hasn't got a clue about the football. If Keary didn't get a spot in that Dally M tally, I'm mad. Mate, 4 try assists, 2 line breaks, 2 line break assists, 74 metres run, 19 tackles, 316 metres gained with his boot, and that's before he even got on the field, mate.
We're back to the Broncos because it was Sam Thaiday responsible for that, and nobody ever accused him of knowing what he was talking about. Now, that's what we're sidestepping. What's our show? What do you like this week?
I like the Titans again. I know we mentioned them last week, but gee whiz, they're starting to look like a really good football side, my friend. Down that left edge, we spoke about this a little bit off air. Down that left edge, they've got Big Tino coming down. I'm not even going to try and have a crack at his surname.
No.
Big Tino, Dave Fifita, they are so dangerous, and they'll pick you off in defence all day. I noticed when I went and had a look at them play the Warriors, mate, the Warriors didn't get one ball down through their left-hand side or left-hand edge. They were just that good down that side. Young side too, they're coming through. Mate, I'll be honest, I reckon they look the goods. I really do. I also, it would be remiss of me not to mention Bradman Best from the Newcastle Knights. This kid is a star in the making. He is an absolute genius.
Yeah, he is. The big question is whether they're going to unleash him on Queensland too soon or perhaps maybe a little bit later in his career. Now, that's our show. I want a go. What are we looking forward to from this weekend?
Of course, I'm looking forward to the great clash between the Roosters and the Rabbitohs Friday night, Stadium Australia. Who wouldn't want to be there? I'm going to be there. Tedesco takes on Mitchell, the halves pairing of Young Reynolds and Walker. I shouldn't say Young Reynolds. He's about 710, isn't he? Or something like that, you know. Keary with Young Lachie Lamb. Now, Young Lachie Lamb is the son of Adrian Lamb, and this boy has probably got the best hands I've seen in rugby league for a long, long time, mate. He can play footy, but his sleight of hand is absolutely brilliant. I'm looking forward to that matchup. I think it's going to be a cracker, and I wouldn't be surprised, just quietly, if South come away with the money.
Well, Lamb, you mentioned there, is the reason Flanagan's playing in Canterbury's colours these days. It's our Pick the Score game, the Bunnies and Roosters, on Friday night. Give us a score, mate.
Mate, I'm going to go with 22-18, the Bunnies.
That will be a cracking match. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to talking more NRL with Pano next week. Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much, and boo to the Broncos.